Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Have you wanted to become a runner? Are you afraid of all the things that happen when you run, like getting out of breath and pounding heart and sore muscles? Well, there is a way to begin running, but where do you start? My guest is Dr. Lewis Maharam. He's one of the world's most extensively credentialed and well-known sports medicine and running health experts, and he's better known as the Running Doc. Welcome to the show, Doc. So let's talk about running. If someone wants to begin running, what do you say to them to do on their very first day?
Put on a pair of running shoes. That's probably the best thing to do, and to take it slow. You don't want to go out and run a half marathon or a marathon the first day out. You want to do what your body can do the first day out. Very important, because if you go out on that first day and do too much and get yourself hurt and feeling really bad, you're not going to want to do it the next time.
So you said go out and get yourself a pair of running shoes. Then let's start there. I find that a good running shoe store is the best place, as opposed to some of the big department stores, because they can help fit whether I need an orthotic or an insert or some sort of thing. Do you have some favorite running shoes? We can mention names here.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of really good shoes on the market. Nike, Asics, New Balance, Saucony, I mean, Brooks. You can mention a bunch of them that are really good. The thing to worry about when you go into the running stores is realize that a lot of the people that are selling those shoes have a high school education. Okay? They're not what I would call experts, except for a few, and there are some that are good, but they have been taught in the store to tell you, do a running gait analysis, and they were only taught in the store. Remember that. And they do a running analysis and then try to sell you the shoe that they have most stock in the back. So my advice to most people that are starting off running is not to go to a running store, even if it's a specialty store, but to find themselves a sports medicine physician to, one, do a good history and physical, make sure there's no contraindications to starting an exercise program, but then also to make shoe suggestions based upon their gait. That the physician will look at them barefoot, look at them walk barefoot, and then maybe even jog down the hall, and then decide whether they need a stability shoe, a cushion shoe, and help them make that determination before they go to the running store. And then to look in that category. I give my patients a little shoe list, and I circle the type of shoes with all the different types of shoe brands that they can choose from based upon the type of shoe that they need. And that's usually the best way for them to know what to take.
Okay, so now they've got themselves a good pair of shoes. Maybe they've visited a sports medicine specialist who's given them a gait analysis. They've gotten their shoes. They're ready to go. For a lot of people, Doc, they start running, and right away they get out of breath. They stop after a block or two and say, wow, I can't do this. I can't become a runner. That's not for me. And then they walk. And right there, it kind of turns them off of running. What do they do when they get out of breath from running that first couple of times?
Well, they need to have a plan. They shouldn't just go out, get the running shoes on, and say, I'm going to run around the block. They need to do some little bit of research, either meet with a coach or get a virtual coach. There's a virtual coach that's online. Her name is Jenny Hatfield. And she has a website, jennyhatfield.com, that can give you a program. Or there's a great book out there written by Jenny and her husband, John Bingham, called Marathoning for Mortals, which teaches people how to run and how to start. And my best advice is to follow one of the programs with a walk-run program, which means you figure out how far you're going to go the first day, and you do that with, you know, knowing what your exercise level is. And you walk a little bit, you run a little bit, you walk a little bit, you run a little bit. So you don't try to overstretch yourself that you're completely, totally exhausted and need to lay down afterwards. And then what happens, as you increase, you decrease the amount of time walking and increase the amount of time running. And this is a tried and true method that there are tons of books on the market that all agree, and coaches all agree, that you can't go out and first run a mile. You're going to have to walk and run. And if you do this in proper proportion, which means when you're starting to get tired running, stop and walk and until you feel like you can run again. And then you run again. And then if you're getting tired, stop and walk some more.
And so when you get that out of breath feeling, you can stop and walk till your breath comes back and you're kind of in that sort of more steady state. Then you start running again or jogging, maybe go a little bit slower. So that's really great advice for somebody to start and to begin. Now, as we sort of move into the next step, a question I get all the time, do you stretch before you run? Do you like us to stop and stretch, or do you stretch afterward?
Well, I have a better answer than that. You should be stretching every day. And it shouldn't, doesn't
but
need
when?
To be the any time that's convenient to you. You warm up a little bit, do some jumping jacks, or walk a little bit till you break your sweat, which means that you have increased your temperature when you break a sweat by a half a degree. And what that does is your muscles are like taffy. If they're cold and you try to stretch them, they break. But if you warm them up a little bit, then they can stretch out. Now, if you have a global stretching program, meaning that you do it every day and you do some stretching and just take some time out to do some stretching, when you do the exercise program, you don't need to stretch. In fact, research shows that if you stretch before you run, you end up running slower. And that this is eloquent research that was done by the Olympic Training Center about our sprinters. So what we always recommend to our runners is that they are flexible globally and that before they run that they warm up so that their muscles are warm, but they don't need to do the stretching right there. When they finish the race, they are warm or ready, and they certainly can do their normal daily stretches then. But not totally necessary.
Okay, so a global stretching program
is
every day to really stretch out your muscles and be sure and warm up before you start some jumping jacks or a nice easy walk, just something to get your muscles ready, let them know you're about to start exercising and get into a regular routine of stretching every single day, and then you'll be just really ready to start running. Now, Doc, tell us about...
And that also prevents injuries. It also prevents injuries that happen later. If you've got a global flexibility to your body, that the chances are that you're not going to be pulling muscles or straining muscles when you're doing your exercise.
Now, we only have about a minute or a little bit more left. Should people be keeping track of their heart rates when they run?
That's dependent. It is a personal decision to do. There are some coaches that believe in it. I personally don't, unless you're in your 60s or 70s with a heart problem that are starting to do some cardiac rehab. But it's not necessary in order to become a runner or a walker runner. You basically can use perceived exertion. I'm tired, like you were saying, slow down and stop and walk. And then walk until you're feeling you're okay and then run. You're not going to bring your heart rate up to a maximal area, which would be overly fast for you. So,
Thank you so much. Well, we're out of time, but we will have more information coming up. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate, and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.